grows up again, you cut it the second time, you say that's...
It's the second cutting.
And how about the way you put wheat into units?
The wheat in a bin?
In a bin?
Yes.
Is that how you mean you stick it together in a
shop wheat you're thinking about, aren't you?
You mean on the field?
I don't know where you do it. That's supposed to be. Would you put it in a shock or a bundle?
Yeah,
or
you put them first in
the shock. They have bundles. They're made in bundles and then put in the shock.
Bundle then a shock. Mm-hmm. Bundle smaller than a shock.
Yes.
I see. Then once the wheat is, you got the grain off of it, you say you had 40 of wheat. 40.
40 bushels of wheat.
Okay. And now with corn, you have it in shocks too, or do they used to do that? Or?
Yeah, they used to, but they don't do much of it anymore.
They have shocks of corn.
How much did it have sheaves? How many sheaves did it have in it about? Any idea?
We had, that's in oats or wheat. Oh. We had about 12 bushels, 12
sheaves, to a
sheaves in a shock.
In a shock, and that's with oats.
Yeah.
Or wheat either, for that matter, I guess. Yeah. But
not corn.
No.
I see. How do they used to treat the oats? Now I know they do it different now, but they used to
thrash it.
And sometimes then you have to cook for
thrashers.
And you might say that the oats thrash. The oats. Oats. You're all done. The oats is the oats are
all in the bin. We're all through with harvesting.
Or thrashed either.
Or thrashed.
Okay. You give somebody a lift in the car, and you stop and say, "I'm sorry. This is all the
farther I'm going."
I can hardly hear you.
Farther I'm going.
Okay. This is mine, and that's
yours.
This is ours, and that's
his.
Or this is
theirs.
Ours. And this is yours, and that's
mine.
You get my directions mixed up. That's all right. That's theirs, and this is this belongs to us. This is
belongs to us.
This is another way of saying this belongs to us. This is.
Mine.
Or the group of us. This belongs. This is
ours.
Ours. Okay. If somebody visits you and you want them to come back again, say, "Oh, when are you
coming here again?"
No, Mrs. Earhart would probably be best on this one. Could you tell me something about the types of homemade bread that you make, or that you used to make, or maybe you still make?
Well, I don't make too much now anymore, but we have wheat and whole wheat, and then of course the regular flour, and they have rye bread.
How would you make a distinction between homemade bread and the kind that you'd buy at the store? What would you call that?
Well, it's called the homemade. It's
homemade.
What you
is
make home, but baker's bread.
Baker's bread.
All otherwise.
Wheat bread is the same as white bread?
Yes.
And you ever make anything called rim? Or
no.
Wasp nest?
No.
How about biscuits?
Well, we have biscuits.
Could you tell me the difference between a bun and a roll? Or is there any around here?
No, I don't think there is. They
about the same
talk
type.
About rolls.
What do they have on them? A roll is sweet.
A roll, lots of times they roll the dough and cut it the long way, the sharp way, you know.